and welcome to Kids in Mind with Dr. Rebecca Weber, child psychologist based near Geneva. Rebecca speaking to us this month about boundaries and child development. For more information, you can visit cabinetweber.net. Now, Rebecca, what are the effects of children who don't have good boundaries?
Well, from the child's point of view, they can start to feel quite bad about themselves. They can also feel quite overwhelmed and like they're permanently living in like a tornado. For the adults around them, parents and teachers alike, they can be exhausted, which then mirrors back to the child a low sense of self, because then they might be feeling like, oh, I feel so bad for my behavior. I'm exhausting all these people around me. They might not love me anymore, which could then lead to fears of abandonment. Also, an adult who spends their time exasperated around a child therefore deprives that child of the TLC because they're just having a hard time together. So if you like, that's a kind of secondary sadness that then can emerge for the child to not get those loving arms of their parents or not get the teacher's attention. So you can see that we're always in a kind of cause and an effect. So aggressive impulses that could be natural and become disproportionate means that some children will behave in controlling behaviors, and then they come across as very rigid. Secondary side effect would be that the other children don't want to play with them because they don't tolerate, you know, taking turns with a certain game. So you can see that this starts to become a real domino effect, which also could lead to misdiagnosis. It looks like hyperactivity, but in fact, it's a kind of more agitated behavior unrelated to hyperactivity.
So are there any disciplinary actions that can help?
Yes. What I invite parents to do is to develop your disciplinary language. So discipline, if you like, is a science like any other. I mean, child psychology evolves over time. So what we know is that we cannot control truly another human being, really no matter how small they are, when it comes to what they eat, when they go to the toilet and how, and when do they go to sleep. It's very difficult to control. So this is where discipline becomes a part of our lives from day one. There are two main dimensions, which include structure and connection. So high structure means that the parents have clear, consistent limits, boundaries, and expectations. And low structure means that kind of anything goes. The other dimension on connection is about emotional responsiveness. So high connection means that the parent is tuned in to their child's emotions, whereas low connection means that the parent is not really giving a lot of comfort and care. These are two kind of underlying themes, if you like, to all disciplinary action. And this is a starting point for parents, is to really assess yourself. Where do you fall within these two dimensions between structure and connection?
Okay, so how do parents then translate those dimensions into everyday life?
So if you like, low structure and low connection means that the child is going to be quite neglected. There's kind of no rules, no expectations, and the child never really gets to feel their parent there looking at them, paying attention, interacting with them. So this is like a neglectful situation. If we keep moving along the line, if you like, low structure but high connection is permissive parenting. There's not a lot of limits and boundaries and expectations, but the two together might have a lot of fun together and might really connect. If we continue down, high structure and low connection would be like authoritarian parenting with very high levels of command and demand, and perhaps expectations beyond the maturity of your child, which then means the whole emotional connection is kind of left to the wayside. And then finally, what we see from a kind of scientific developmental point of view is that the children who develop with the most greatest sense of ease and capacity to pursue learning and social development is high structure and high connection. So the boundaries coming from the adults to the child are clear, but the empathetic experience is very strong as well. So you're not happy that you can't play with this toy that I just took away. I'm sorry that you're not happy. You're so sad. You're so angry. But I can't let you use this toy because you just tried to hurt me with it. So this is an example of giving boundaries, but also acknowledging the child's experience.
Okay, Rebecca, thanks so much indeed. For more information, you can contact Rebecca at cabinetweber.net. And you can hear that show and others in the series on our website, which is worldradio.ch/kidsinmind.